So the last CFO got bought out at $10, and the new CEO's got 400,000 options at 65 cents. Never a good look. Can you tell us a bit about the all these related party transactions on page 66? Who is it, Mr. Lucas? P. Lucas, is that the former CEO's brother, is it? So there's a lot of payments here to relatives of executives and this sort of stuff, leasing Perth offices off your former head of strategic business. There's some sort of connection to Malaysia there as well. The head of collections at Credit Corp also had $194,000 in consultancy fees. It's a bit of an it's not a particularly encouraging picture when you see these sort of related deals with key executives. Is that all being cleaned up?
The answer to this question is that real value was received for these services, and it's not and at market rates, and in many cases favourable arrangements for the company. I can draw attention to some of them, particularly there on page 66, B3. Consultancy services for Mr. R. Shields. Mr. Shields joined the company as part of an acquisition, and his employment is by way of consultancy agreement. So it appears as though it's a related party transaction, but it's actually an employment agreement that unfortunately under the disclosure rules is disclosed in this fashion. So it appears as though there's more to it.